Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, a company in England called Tango, they recently surveyed Brits to find out what they would do for $10,000. And some of the options, well, they seem like a no-brainer. Go without your phone for a month. $10,000, absolutely. Take a bath in a tub full of baked beans, I'll do it for $50. Call your boss an idiot? Hell, if I got $10,000 every time I call my boss an idiot, I'd be a millionaire. But all of these things completely worth the money. Now, some of the other things that Brits would do for $10,000, lick a stranger's armpit.
Oh.
Wear your underwear on the outside of your clothes for a month.
Okay.
And confess a shameful secret on live TV. And look, money is a great motivator, and $10,000, that ain't too shabby to do something stupid. On the other hand, a different survey was conducted here in the United States and asked what we would be willing to do for $100. Okay, not $10,000, $100. And it's pretty sad. Here's a few examples of what people would be willing to do for $100. Punch your dad. Punt a squirrel. Give a priest a wedgie. Eat a toenail salad and smell Harvey Weinstein's underwear.
Ugh.
And those aren't even the worst of it. However, it did inspire a whole lot of would you rather questions. And that's what we're doing today. It's our random would you rather question brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration. Basically, you call us, we'll ask you a hypothetical question. And even though there is no right answer, we're going to tell you why you're wrong.
Be part of the big show, the random would you rather question. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, so away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,331. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Exciting return of Who Sucks Less coming up at 4:30. Steve, I don't know how you do it. Bad people do stuff in the news. Somehow you find these stories.
I do.
And you bring us three every week.
Yeah, I look long and hard, man.
It is up to us to determine out of those three stories which one sucks the least. Is there a theme to this week's Who Sucks Less?
There's a definitive theme to this week's Who Sucks Less. Amputees and prosthetics.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That can be good.
It's not good.
No,
none of these are good. It turns out your prosthetics can be used as a weapon, and we have three stories that show you how.
Against the people who actually use them? Or?
It depends. Miles, you know, different people do different things.
Okay. Who Sucks Less is coming up for you at 4:30. Quick programming note. As far as the tournament going down on Monday, there is a foursome available. There's one left at KISW.com. So if you want to join us for a day on the golf course, if not, Daily Makes Morning Show, they're going to broadcast live starting at 6 on Monday morning. So you can go and party with them in the parking lot and not even be a part of the tournament.
Yeah, exactly.
Just go up there, drink some beers, hang out, man, get some breakfast, enjoy the morning, and then we tee off at 8. So it's a shotgun start. There is one foursome left. If you want to get in on the fun, KISW.com. You guys are in charge of the heckle hole.
That is correct. Ted gave me an idea yesterday. We're going to make sure that happens.
Yep. Okay.
I got to go out in the garage.
I don't golf much anymore, but I watch a lot of the golf content.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I've seen these back off challenge, these heckle holes. I'm ready. And I just, heads up, if you're playing in the tournament, like, Throw and I are allowed to go as hard as we want.
Yeah, and also
FCC will not be there.
Typically, when you're hitting a golf ball, especially off the tee box, it is etiquette in golf to remain as silent and quiet as possible.
Of course.
You don't even reach in and grab your club out of the bag for fear that it would make noise and disturb the person that's on the tee box there getting ready to hit the ball. That is not the case on Monday.
Hell no.
At the Miles Montgomery Golf Classic, presented by Pinky's Plumbing. You guys are going to give people hell the entire time.
No.
That they get on there from what you're wearing to your haircut.
Why would I do that?
Have you guys ever seen the, and Steve, you could definitely do this. Have you guys ever seen the guys that wait until their partner is in their backswing, and then they rip the loudest fart they possibly can?
If it were today, brother, they would, you know what? I might actually give myself some ammo, as it were.
There are reels on this. The guys are just waiting, and as soon as the guy's in the backswing, they shangle it off in the woods. But you guys are in charge of the heckle holes. So that'll be a good time. That foursome is on sale now at KISW.com.
Have to stop by the hardware shop this weekend and grab some other stuff.
Okay.
Okay, good. Yeah, I got to go find the accoutrements.
Right. Our friends.
What was that sound yesterday? Oh, at the Mariners game, right? So they're going to strike out whatever. And I'm like, look, man, this is what I reasoned where that sound must have come from. I'm like, I'm guessing some kid had like a high school science fair project, and his goal was to create the most annoying sound on earth. That's what he came up with, and he got an A+.
Yeah, I mean, that air horn was massive and rapped like 10
God,
years ago.
God, it's annoying, man.
Yeah, also, my buddy's son is a DJ. Maybe I'll get his little drum machine.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah, man.
Yeah, you could take the honey bucket little poop sponges they gave us.
Yeah.
Chuck those at people right in another backswing. Whatever you guys want to do. I mean, it's chaos. Seriously, you guys run that tee box. So that'll be the challenge for the golfers. Just trying to get up there, concentrate. Hopefully get you guys out of their head.
No, there's no chance.
Swing the club.
We're going to be in your head the whole time, man.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
I feel bad for those people that have to come to us near the end of it.
Oh, God. Yeah. Plenty of drinks will be available. Food will be available. The whole deal.
Point.
It's going to be a it's going to be a great great afternoon there at the Bill Wright Golf Complex at Jefferson Park. And probably a more fun morning as well.
Somebody says, so Ted and Thurl are going to be that a-hole from Happy Gilmore. Yeah, jackass. Yeah.
I mean, all that stuff.
All of it, man. Yeah.
Well, the heckling doesn't stop at you. When you hit the ball, I mean, it's going to get worse.
Yeah, of course.
Jesus, buddy.
Unless you have a great shot.
You paid money to come here? Okay. Good luck. And today's the day we do our random Would You Rather question, 206-803-ROCK. I'll give you guys a few, as there was a question posed on things that Americans would do for $100.
$100, like, because I saw two surveys. In England, it was $10,000. $10,000, you know, there's some things you're willing to do. That's a decent amount of cash. Okay. This is $100.
All right, I'll give you guys one.
All right.
Would you rather show your mom your Google search history or drink your grandma's urine?
Oh, show my mom my Google her search history.
Really?
I don't think she'd understand some of the terms I look up.
What if... If she had the caveat of she can search up a term. So if she's like, I don't know what that is. And then she can actually see what it is that you're Googling versus just the term, right?
Well, it's just the Google, right? So it's not what I'm searching for in a adult site.
Not once you get to the site.
Right.
Just what you Google.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I could.
Well, see,
as I've gotten older, I could definitely show my mother my Google search history because believe it or not, I would say 99% of it is work-related.
That
right.
is that there lies the problem.
And then the other one, and look, some of our work searches are really bad and really stupid. And if you did not know what we did for a living, because VD always jokes, if the FBI were to go through Google searches,
he's not kidding.
They would just arrest you. And I'm like, right, but it's actually research. But unfortunately, we have to research some odd things.
The thing that would be the hardest for me is remembering why I looked that up. So yeah. what were we doing on the show? That made me go,
Miles, why did you Google?
Well, like Dirty Big Dummy. When we were doing that the Men's Room Happy Hour, the things that I were looking up as far as researching the names of porn stars and movies and all these things, you'd be thinking to yourself, this guy has some kind of weird problem.
Oh, absolutely. Like this, you, based on those Google searches alone, like this guy is sex star, probably some incel dude living in his parents' basement at 50.
But you learn a lot of things about names and how they can be twisted into possible funnier names.
Sure.
Names that lend themselves to be a little bit more pornographically inclined. You know what I'm saying? We brought up the fact that Randy Johnson yesterday. All right.
He's a great name for a porn star.
He's going to have his number retired again.
Again.
He's 51. Obviously, Ichiro's already had his number retired. So Randy's going to do it. But Randy 51. Johnson. We like Dick Butkus. We always bring him up. Okay? Funny name. Ha-ha.
Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah. But Randy Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Randy.
Right. Come on.
Randy Johnson? Those are the kind of names I was looking up.
Yeah. My favorite was Magic Johnson. Then brother got HIV. I'm like, not so magic.
No.
Just saying. Yep, that was the worst nickname in history.
I definitely would do the Google search engine on this one. Just based on the fact that I can excuse it through work.
Even the things that aren't work-related, I would still excuse through work.
You can. That's what I'm saying.
But here's the difference.
You have a pass on this.
If we were accountants and had the exact same Google search history, I might have to drink grandma's pee.
I don't know. Bless you. I don't know that my Google search history is that odd.
Might not be odd, but I still don't necessarily want to share it. Like, porn is not an odd thing. They have all those thumbnails and all the categories because, on some level, none of those are odd. I don't necessarily want to share my non-oddness with my mom.
I think most people would have a tougher time having their parents look through their phone pictures that you have saved on your phone.
Oh, no.
Sure.
I think that because that's going to lend itself to, what are you doing there? Where are you? And why did you send that? Or who sent you that? And
right.
Why do you have that? And why did you keep that? And
You can probably guess why anyone kept anything.
That's why the cloud's a dangerous place, because you think you might have deleted that photo. The cloud's got it.
It's there.
Whether you received it or whether you...
Oh, it's out there.
Whether you sent it out there, trust me, they know. They got a pretty good idea. Okay. 206-803-ROCK, and it's the Random Would You Rather question. Random.
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Brock, welcome to the program. Random question, Brock, let me ask you a question. How old are you?
I am 57.
57. This one is the perfect way to start, okay? All right, Brock?
All right.
Whatever the deal is, if it's a sporting event, if it's a concert, wherever you are, would you rather stay for the end of the game, stay for the encore, or leave early and beat the traffic? So you're at that age, man.
Say 57, man. Things change.
It changed. I got a good story on that one. I went to a concert, and we left. I thought the headliner was Sheryl Crow, and it turns out it was Brandi Carlile. And I didn't know who that was because I'm too old. And we left a little early because I wanted to get out of there early. And she had Soundgarden play with them that day.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, that sounds about right. Also, too. Both those artists are talented in their own way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, sure. Brandi Carlile, obviously, as far as being a musician, is probably more highly sought and highly thought of as far as that, you know, being just, I don't know. Not that Sheryl Crow is not. It's just right. they're different styles.
The depth of talent probably leaves sore Brandi Carlile.
And that's no slamming at Sheryl Crow. That's more of a compliment to Brandi Carlile.
But I think it depends. Go ahead.
When I was there, though, it was funny because I could tell by the crowd looked different. I was like, wow, Sheryl Crow's got some new people because it was a lot younger and stuff. And,
but they're there for Soundgarden?
Brandi Carlile.
No, they were there for Carlile.
Yeah, Carlile.
All right. Let's assume you go to the Mariners and the Orioles tonight, all right? And the Mariners are up 5-1 in the seventh inning. 5-1. We'll just assume it's 5-1.
What a concept.
Are you confident enough to say, you know what? I still got to go to work on Thursday morning. I'm going to take off. I'll listen to the game on the way home, and maybe they'll pull it off. Maybe they'll hold on to the win. Or do you wait to the end?
If it's a close game, I'll stay to the end. But no, 5-1, I'm out of there in the seventh. And hey, wait, Miles, I'm disappointed about your golf tournament because I totally would have put a foursome together, but I'm still 2 weeks away from my shoulder surgery. So
don't mess that up.
Yeah, No.
And I'm going to probably come down. I'm going to try. I got PT that day, but I'm going to try and come down just for the shenanigans.
I was going to say, man, just come down anyway. I mean,
look, Daily makes a broadcast till 10. The tournament starts at 8.
Right.
So
it'll be good.
You don't need to be in the tournament to show up and check out the morning show. Now, what you cannot do is end up on the golf course.
All right, that's all.
That's
right.
The thing. You can't go on the course, but you can show up at the clubhouse.
But the party's going to be
at the clubhouse.
Right.
So that's where you want to be anyway. So you can, you can definitely do that.
You're teeing off at 10, so you'll probably be back there around 3. Then.
Teeing off at 8. 8 o'clock.
Oh, 8. Yeah, okay. All right.
But you can leave early to beat the traffic. Look, there's two things that I think comes to this. One, if I'm at White River, I'm not staying for your encore. Because it's such a nightmare to get in and out of, honestly.
Okay.
Even if it's my favorite band, it's like, man, we've got to go because I don't feel like sitting in the parking lot for 3 hours.
Especially if you've seen them before.
If you've seen them before, right? Climate Pledge, I live close to a light rail line, so it's like, look, man, we can stay until the end. You can bar hop a little, but also the band, all right? So I grew up a massive Kiss fan. Not no problem with that, but as a fact, their encore song is going to be Rock and Roll All Night. There's no surprise, and that's one of my least favorite songs from them. So for me, once Kiss leaves the stage after the initial show, I'm like, let's go. But then other bands, like Tool, you see Tool, they're done. You know they're coming back out for an encore because the lights are still dim, right? That's the giveaway. But you think to yourself, okay, I did not hear this song or this song. They might play it, but then Tool kind of just does what the hell they want anyway. So I have stayed for a Tool encore. They played 3 songs, so it took like 45 minutes, because that's about how long their freaking song. That was worth it. We went to the Metallica show most recently down at a whatever outdoor stadium they played in. I don't remember. Was it T-Mobile? I don't know. Whichever one, but...
Lumen.
So we went to the show. We are rocking out about halfway through. Wife and I looked at each other and said, God damn, I'm getting old, but I'm good, you know? And then my wife's like, And look, the show was great. We were having fun, but then we're looking at the people and then the whole beat the traffic conversation. I'm like, we have hit that freaking age.
To me, it depends. Like, I had my Sounder season ticket for so many years that I didn't mind leaving some of those early to beat the traffic because I was like, I go to so many of them. Same with, like, baseball. Like, NFL is usually a little different.
I will stay until the end.
And for some reason, seems like most of those games come down to the fourth quarter. But I also think it depends on what you're doing. So last year when I went to see Hootie and the Blowfish down at White River, like my buddy Sal, like he's like, hey, my wife loves Hootie. We are not leaving before the encore. I said, cool. So we packed up a cooler and just sat in the parking lot waiting for all the traffic.
Okay.
Like, right, you know what I mean? Like so, they were done drinking and they were just like, you two could do this. We just sat, me and my buddy, we just sat on the tailgate and kind of messed with people in traffic.
I think if you're at the Gorge, there's nothing really to do.
You're going to walk to a campsite.
Yeah, so you might as well stay for the entire show because you're not driving back to Seattle that night.
No.
So more than likely, and you probably are going to stay up later anyway based on how you prepared for this quote-unquote camping adventure. But,
Sphere, stay to the end.
I believe it because that's a whole experience. Right,
it's so cool. You don't want to miss anything.
Climate Pledge, I try to leave just so I can get a Uber home. So if the game is kind of out of hand as far as the Kraken goes or whatever,
sure,
I'll take off.
See, I would thrill. Well, we live near each other.
I was just saying, we have that light rail.
The light
stop
rail is so easy that it's like hockey games. Always like either hanging out or it's a good game. I'm staying till the end because it's easy to hop on the light
rail. And it is. It's also easy to bar hop. So like the light rail after any sporting event is going to be absolutely packed, right? But again, we're not driving to the light rail station. So if I decide I'm going to power down a bunch of beer, I know the bar is going to be packed. But because I have to get to the light rail station, it's like, all right, look, man, let's just walk 3 blocks. Mm-hmm. There's going to be another bar. It's less crowded. Get S-faced, hop on the light rail, go home.
That's why.
But if I did not live near the light rail, I think I might leave Climate Pledge early.
See, but that's why I stay late. I stay to the end of all the games that I go to because the wife and I, we'll park here at the studio and we'll walk on down there to the stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the game's over, we bypass all the traffic by basically outwaiting it, walking all the way back up here. We get to the car, and then we're just right out here by the freeway.
We did that last night. Seriously, by the time we got back, because everyone just parked in the parking garage here. By the time we got back, man, like, traffic was kind of done.
It's gone,
with the exception of the fact that there was a crash on the express lanes headed north.
Oh, God.
I was like, you got it.
So Vegas, obviously, an exception to the rule.
Yep.
Anything correct. You're doing in Vegas, you're going to stay? Because time is not of a concern. You're still going to be able to go to a restaurant and eat someplace if you need
to. Yeah, absolutely. Doesn't matter what time of day.
And again, honestly, I think it depends on your friends, too, especially with football. You know what I mean? If you have buddies that have a tailgate going and they're like, well, we're going to post tailgate a little bit, it's like, all right.
Okay.
Yep. You know?
Okay. You guys know...
By the way, just, you know, the average Mariner fan, I would say, left, was it bottom of the 8th or bottom of the 7th, I want to say they started piling out of there.
Yeah, I think bottom of the 7th when, you know, that's
cut off the beer sales, they're out.
Exactly.
That actually has a lot to do with
it. It's also Tuesday night.
Right. And there's that nail in the coffin moment when the home run goes over that we clearly have not been putting anything together.
Right.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it's time to go.
Also, the good news is that Muckleshoot has that huge hotel.
That is huge. That's a game changer.
So that really changes the game as far as, okay, am I going to stay for the encore or not? So you guys know Jason Aldean, right?
I know the name.
Sure. Yeah.
Country guy, right?
Country music guy.
Yeah.
So he was asked about what he thought about encores at concerts. And he shot it straight. I love this guy's answer. He said, I am not a big encore guy. I hate when artists kind of bait the crowd into that. It's like, oh, I'm not going to play one of my biggest songs. He went on to say, look, I always tell him, listen, I'm just going to play you everything we got. When it's over, it's over. That is it. I'm not going to go off stage for 5 minutes, wait for you guys to cheer for me to come back out like I'm one of those people. So how does he handle the end of the show? He says, when we leave the stage,
we're done.
We're done.
Right.
He says, it's like going to see the Eagles, and then they end the show before they played Hotel California. He's like, you know damn well they're going to come back,
right,
and they're going to play Hotel California. It's like, you know the magic trick.
Sure.
You know? I think now, too, we expect it,
mm-hmm.
so it's not as exciting. I feel like back in the day, they would come out. Like, for instance, once it's Summer Meltdown, I did stage announcements for Dumpster Funk.
Oh, God, great band.
Right? And, like, it was real loose. So when I got up there to take them off stage, the sound guy goes, see if they want to do another one. And I said, you guys want to do another one? And they were like, yeah, sure. So I just looked at the crowd and said, you want to hear another one? They said, yeah. And I was like,
but that's legit.
That's legit.
That's legit.
Right.
What would you have done if you say that to the crowd?
No.
No, like, no, not really. I mean, like, how do you handle that? Because now you're the middleman.
Well, trust me. These people were already so worked. Yeah. Dubs the Funk had crushed it.
Yeah.
So, like, I literally just held the mic down and was like, you guys cool with doing another one? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, all right. So it seemed like a non-miss. Yeah, right. Now that you're, it never dawned
on me. I'm just saying,
you were actually responsible for doing that.
You know what? You're right, man. I made memories for people.
Seriously. That's pretty cool.
You guys want more?
More of the random would you rather question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
Random would you rather question, 206-803-ROCK.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Chris. Random, welcome to the men's room. Random.
Hola.
Hola.
Chris, welcome to the program. What do we have for you?
Random. Let's see here. Okay. I'm going to give you a good one.
Going to give him a good one?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Okay. We can hear it in your voice.
All right.
Would you rather see your parents naked, all right, right now, or hypothetically, or maybe not, see your adult kids naked? What would you rather have to walk in on?
Oh, well, I've already seen my parents naked.
Lucky you.
I'll probably just take that.
Is that based on the fact that you are caring for them?
No. My mom lives with me. Okay. And my dad is in Michigan. So, I mean, odds of them both being in the same room doing anything wild is pretty slim to none.
Wild, yeah.
Well, I mean, not even necessarily that. You might have to shower your mother.
Right.
Or, you know, bathe her.
Mm. I could do that.
So,
could you sponge bath your mom?
Yes. Yes, I could. I absolutely it, yeah. could.
No, I mean, look, I could and I would, but there's nothing about it that
so,
I want.
Like, well, I look at
the
it
doctor
this way.
Say, hey, man, you got to do this. I'm like, fine.
If my mom was in that situation, yeah. she took care of me, so I would definitely take care of her.
Sure.
Difference is, if my kids were in that situation,
100%.
Then that's not a good situation. That means
right.
something terrible's happened. Now, with my mother, she's in her 70s. The math adds up. But for my kids, if it was a clinical situation, then that would mean that something horrible has
happened.
But say
it's not. Say they determined that they're nudists, whether it's your mom or your kids. So when they come to visit you, you know, they're just roaming around your place naked. They're not walking outside. But when you get home, you know, yeah. your daughter's eating a bowl of chili. She's naked on the sofa.
Be like, dude, my house, my rules, put clothes on.
Right.
I don't care how old you are.
And I don't know. The kids just seem, it would just seem a little bit more weird than seeing your parents. Because your parents are seeing you naked. You right. know, it's one of those things that I don't know. I just feel that seeing my kids naked would be weirder than seeing my parents naked.
Okay.
For me, that just...
After a certain age, yeah. I'm not going to see my kids naked, right? Like, that time has passed.
So I live by myself. I sleep nude, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but every once in a while, one of my daughters will come down, spend the night, we'll hang out, and they'll drive back in the morning.
Sure.
Spend the night together, watch TV, whatever. So there are times I kind of forget this is going on.
Right.
When you wake up in the morning, your routine's the same. I make a cup of coffee every morning. I don't put clothes on.
You make coffee naked?
Yeah.
Gonna burn your penis.
I walk around. I use a bathroom.
I burn my penis.
I don't put on clothes until I go to the gym. So right. for about an hour and a half.
The gym appreciates it.
I'm just up, you know, walking around naked. But, you know, the last time that my kid, well, not the last time, but a time before that, I'm downstairs making coffee. And I hear stirring around upstairs, and I'm standing in the kitchen naked, and I hear my daughter start to walk down the steps. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on for a minute. Go back in the room. You don't want to see this. I forgot. I will be upstairs in a second. I'll just put some clothes on. Just give me 2 minutes.
Did she give you a thank you?
Well, I explained to her. I was like, oh, my God. I will do things like I will go and use the bathroom with the door open.
Right.
And I'm taking a pee, and like, Dad. And I'm like, oh, God.
Well, I forgot you're here, man.
No, I know you're here. I'm just so used to doing things the way I do things.
Yeah.
When you live alone, that I'm not thinking. Like, I'm not thinking like I should be. So.
Yeah, I used to sleep naked, and then we had kids, still slept naked, but then they were old enough to walk. And as little kids do, whether it's a bad dream, can't sleep, feel sick, you name it, right? They climb into bed. So real quick, once my daughter could learn how to walk, right? Once that happened, I realized she finds her way into our bed at like 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to put on underwear.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's going to change. Because even my son was like, you sleep in your underwear, man? I said, I used to sleep naked until you and your sister were climbing to bed pretty much every freaking night. And I did not like the situation.
Right, exactly.
I'm like, that's why. So, yeah, man. You know what? I could probably get back to it now.
Well,
you know, they're old enough. They don't come into the bedroom. Yeah.
But they will come in if they're not feeling well. There's still the opportunity. True. They're not going to bust in and sleep because they have a bad dream.
Right.
But they will definitely come in if they have a stomach ache or they're not feeling well or they have a headache. Or
yeah, my daughter pulled that a couple of months ago. I can't remember. She was sick. I remember. I don't remember. It was head, stomach, whatever. But it's like 3 a.m. You know, she rolls in, tells me what her situation is. And I'm just like, but you're old enough to know that I can't do anything about this. Certainly.
Yeah.
So in the end, I'm just like, just get in bed. And it's amazing with kids. That just by saying those words, suddenly they feel better, right? Because
yeah.
the reason she came, because I feel sick. I understand she had a bit of a temperature. I can't sleep. Like, baby, I don't know what to tell you. Hey, just climb into bed with me and your mom. She climbs between us. She's out in 2 seconds. And I'm like, is that literally
I'm not
all
sure.
it takes?
I'm not sure if it's the kids or the parents that cut off the nudity. So I can't remember. Like, I remember I would put both my kids in the bathroom.
I think the parents do.
I'm pretty sure around first grade, I determined that, look, I will draw you a bath. But, I mean, if they're going to walk around naked and jump in the tub, there was a time right there where I was like, all right, look, this. And it wasn't that they were still my kids. I just, like,
right,
you need to learn
age,
you need
right.
to learn your privacy.
You
right?
do this yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You're old enough now, and I'm not gonna bother you. If you need any help, if you need me to get you a towel or something like that, or whatever you need.
But
yeah,
the door is cracked.
I'll throw in the door, right, but I'm not gonna barge in on you. But
what did your kids call their genitalia when they're little, right? Because little boys, they have, like, I have a pee-pee. And my son's old enough now, he's got a D, right? But it was the word they use, and I don't know if they got it from school, but universally, it was their privacy. And it just cracked me, because I never heard, you sound like this old British dude, but my son, he's like 4 or 5 years old. I don't remember what he was talking about, but, like, I almost got hit, and he was trying to think of what to say. He's like, in my privacy. And I could not help but smile. I'm like, your privacy. And he points as though I can't figure it out. I said, no, okay, man, your privacy.
I just called everything down there the butt.
So
I was like, wash your butt, please.
Your front butt.
Yeah, well, not even
back butt.
Just wash your butt. Wash it downstairs.
Well, it's funny because, you know, one thing about little boys, they don't necessarily separate the term for the twig and the berries. It's just the area, right? If they say the pee-pee, it could be the pee-pee, it could be the thing under, okay? So yesterday, we're walking to the baseball game. And Mike, I think you heard this. Mm-hmm. And my son was riding bitch on someone else's bike, right? And he's saying his buddy took this big curb, and he's like, Dad, it smashed my ball so hard. I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're at that point now.
Yeah.
And then he added, I won't have children. And in my head, I'm like, you're 13. How is this a thing?
Right.
I'm not worried about that. Just called them privates, if I'm talking to a kid.
It was privates, but they were privacy.
If your baby's sitting a kid or something, like, take a bath, hit. What? Wash everything. Don't forget to wash
the privates. Yeah. For them, it wasn't privates. It was privacy.
Reason we asked
that. There is something about
I gotta wash my privacy.
Yeah, I'm just like, okay, man.
But I'd like to make it public with somebody I know, but I mean.
I'm gonna try that in my adult life.
What, your privacy?
Yeah, hey, girl, play your cards right. You might see my privacy.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to see yours.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's security code?
The reason we asked, would you rather see your parents naked or your adult kids naked? Patrick Schwarzenegger. He did a full frontal scene in season 3 of The White Lotus. And I guess it really made an impression on his dad. But believe it or not, Arnold is actually, he's pretty cool with it. During a conversation between the two of them for Variety magazine, Arnold said, quote, I couldn't believe it. I said to myself, I'm watching your show, and I'm watching your butt sticking out there. And then all of a sudden, I see the weenie.
Did he say the weenie?
I see the weenie.
The weenie.
I see the weenie.
A grown man.
Yes.
Calls his son's penis a weenie.
He says, what is going on here? This is crazy. Then I said to myself, well, Arnold, hello. You did the same thing in Conan at that time, and Terminator. So you really can't complain about it or bitch to your kid.
Yeah, I was going to say, dude, everyone remembers looking at your ass in Terminator.
Well, he also
turned out to be a weenie.
The first scene he was in, I believe, in Terminator, it's like, there is a naked Arnold Schwarzenegger. You're right. No weenie.
But he did black and whites when he was a bodybuilder, completely nude. So he did a whole portfolio of
that
him
was
just
beautiful.
Of him just posing naked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's like, my brother's seen me naked. I've seen him naked, just locker rooms and stuff.
Sure.
And then, I don't know, like, obviously, like, back in the day, like, I remember going to a gym with my dad, like, I don't know, it didn't seem as odd with my dad or my brother,
I certainly wanted
to see my mom or my sister naked.
Right, correct, correct. So while Anna did appear fully nude in those movies, he did not show his weenie.
His weenie. It's all about the weenie.
So Patrick actually took things a step further.
How dare you?
Yeah. Now, he did say his mom didn't really comment on the deal. Elsewhere in the interview, Arnold appraised Patrick for embracing his Nepo baby status. I'm glad you kept the name because now I can take credit for it.
That is mine.
Yes.
I gave that to you.
Yeah.
Your mother was left speechless.
Look at it.
Look at this weenie. I did Amoco.
So was the housekeeper.
So was the housekeeper. Love my weenie. It's for everybody.
I'm a son. I'm another son.
One weenie, two sons.
One weenie, three women.
Doing deadlifts.
Also, Miles, why did you say your kid's sitting on the couch naked eating a bowl of chili?
I brought up the chili. I wanted to make it awful.
Damn. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I've said this before. Like, sometimes after sex, you're kind of hanging out. Maybe you're sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
I just find it incredibly odd to eat naked.
I don't.
Like, shirtless, whatever. But, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if I've eaten naked. I'm trying to go through my memory. I'm sure there's a moment where I was naked, reached in the fridge, and grabbed something.
Right,
but like,
I'm not counting that.
Sit down and just F it, man. I'm comfortable.
It needs to be something decadent, like a big old, you know, ice cream sundae or something like that.
Why couldn't it just be like a grilled cheese sandwich? Why does it have to be decadent for you to eat it naked? How does that justify it?
Well, I'm drinking coffee naked every morning.
So caviar would be better to eat naked, say, than a bologna sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all visual.
It is.
Really?
I don't know.
Even if I got a drumstick, I'm just in a freezer, man. I got an ice cream bar.
Yeah. Or it has to be something
totally
like that.
Totally fine. But back to the chili thing that Ted was saying.
Right.
That's
I can't be
I
naked.
I mean, ribs naked? No, that's
no,
weird.
I can't be naked getting down on a bowl of spaghetti or something like that.
Really?
Because that just doesn't fit. I have to be sitting there like eating grapes or something like that, like I'm an old Greek painting or something like
that. So you got to go Roman Emperor on this.
Pretty much.
What about that thing you bought at the stadium yesterday? Everybody wanted to take
it. Oh, the ice cream
caramel?
Nachos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you get? Would you eat that
ice cream
naked?
Nachos.
Ooh. Bro, seriously, I was about to mug them for it.
Oh, my God. Oh.
How
it was great. They were fantastic.
What is the chips?
Waffle cone.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's like waffle cone chip, and you have caramel fudge.
Yeah,
and
you got caramel, and you got fudge, and you got a swirl of soft serve.
Did you even eat dinner? Did you just dive straight into that?
No, I just went straight for that.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, 12. Damn.
Yeah.
Those don't look good.
Dude, they were freaking dope. They were so damn good.
Yeah, then you and your wife, it made it worse. It's like, oh, wow, baby, this is good. God, that's really good. This is so good.
So you dip some of the ice cream and then dip it in the sauce?
Whatever you want to do, man, yeah.
Because the picture I have, it's like ice cream, the waffle chips.
Yeah.
And then the sauces.
Yeah. And I would eat that naked.
Look, the first time I saw
it. I'd eat that naked.
The first
next
time I
baseball
saw,
game we go to, you get that, you strip down naked.
Everybody quit looking. Yeah.
Well, the first
you're
time
making
I,
it weird.
First time I saw somebody eat sushi, I was like, man, I am in Seattle. And then I realized that is basically the trend that has followed.
Oh, at a baseball game.
Seattle's a pioneer, one of the pioneer stadiums as far as just expanding the food menu so that you can go and eat decent food at the ballpark.
We had Din Tai Fung.
I'll tell you what threw me off. One of the first Mariners games I went to back in like 07 or something, I went with somebody who grew up here.
All right.
And she was like, I got to get clam strips. And I was like, what?
Ivers?
Yeah. She was like, that's what we did. We'd go to Ivers. And I was like, I have just never heard of that. But again, it's a Seattle thing. I've never heard of garlic fries.
Nope.
Like none of that
stuff. We focus a lot on making sure the stadium is nice, not the team inside.
We went to Orioles games, me and my brother, like it was a tradition. We got you got an Italian sausage, or you went out to Boog's and got like a pit beef.
But you could also get a crab cake.
Yeah.
You could.
They're there, but I never really saw anybody eat them.
Because
you can get a crab cake anywhere in Baltimore.
Anywhere in Baltimore. So the idea of eating it at a stadium is kind of like,
But I back to that crab sandwich or a lobster roll. I know in San Francisco they do, out in the outfield, they have a little stand there that does crab and or lobster rolls. Jesus Christ, man. I mean, those are so good. You're talking about the sandwich that's at the T-Mobile. There's some good food at Baltimore.
Should I have done the crab place at T-Mobile?
Because that crab sandwich is pretty damn good.
Because the kids are on a mission, right? So my daughter, she wanted chicken fingers. And before we even looked at anything, chicken fingers. I'm like, frickin' of course. Thank you, Kid Valley, for having chicken fingers. Because I had to walk quite a bit, and it's getting to the point where I know I'm getting annoyed. Because I cannot find them, and I just don't feel like walking through the whole stadium. So I saw them there. And then my son wants a pizza. So one of those alcohol-only joints.
All right.
The way it was set up, you couldn't entirely see in. So me and my son, we both thought that they had pizzas back there. So I go walking into this thing with my kid, and this lady's like, what? He can't be in here. And my son's like, why not? And he's very indignant. She's like, it's all alcohol. He's like, my bad.
Sorry.
I was like, do you have pizza? She's like, no. I'm like, look, man, we both thought, my bad. But yeah, he was irritated. Random. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, I'm
Controller.
Jim, welcome to the program, The Random Would You Rather Question. Since we're talking about parents, might as well stick with that subject. Okay, so would you rather, Jim, call your mom or dad if the S hit the fan at any point in your life, depending on the scenario, depending on the trouble you were in, where did you typically lean if, man, you got to call one of these two people because things are probably not good to some degree. So who are you calling first? Who's your safety?
Oh, my mom.
Your mom. Is that because she would give you better advice and help?
Or because you're her son? I feel like daughters go dads, sons go moms.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm her son, the safety was always the easy way out.
So what is the worst trouble you got in where that scenario could have played out?
Oh, man, this is quite a story. When I was 16 years old, I had bought a car, and I was driving it without the proper insurance and license plates and such things, and I eluded the police. at a very young age. And, yeah, that's what the charge was.
Okay, all right. And, so you did not really successfully elude them. Then if there's a charge.
No, I crashed and ended up, I woke up in the an emergency room, and they asked us who I wanted them to call, and I said my mother.
Okay. So you've seen this movie. You've been there.
I guarantee, if my kids get into trouble, I guarantee you, my son would call mom, my daughter would call me. I mean, it's just understood. Because guy to guy, you have, especially like this guy that just called, right? So you eluded police and crashed a car. You're going to want to talk to your mom, because your mom's going to freak out and all that. But in the end, are you okay?
Okay.
You call and tell me that you did that. My boy, when you get out of the hospital, I'm going to put you back in it, right? That's kind of the
feeling.
You're not
wrong, but I will say, from personal experience,
yeah,
I called my dad from jail. Just because he understood, like, he was just like, all right.
I do feel like, yes.
Your mom would have worried.
She would have worried. She would have freaked out. Correct. Like, I knew he was pissed, but he was like, all right, I'll work on it.
You know what? You're right. If my son went to jail,
we'll deal with this later.
He would call me, because it's just like, I'm not even going to ask. But I'm going to pick your ass up.
My daughters, if the question was somewhat sexually based, whether that was a problem with the private areas or any of that stuff, that's going straight to mom. Any of that stuff I never would hear about. You know, that would be completely their own conversation that I would not be involved in. However, if it was on a different level, I think they would call me based on the fact that they know I'd be like, you jackass. But knowing that I probably have done worse.
Right. If something's broken.
Go to the parents.
Yes, exactly. Like, this guy, he can't really give me too much crap, because I have a pretty good idea he's done a lot worse than mom.
If you need support, you go to mom. If something's broken and need fixing, or you effed up, you go to dad.
Okay. You know what? You're right. Text pretty much sums it up. Says, if I was sick, I'd call my mom, because my dad's response 100% of the time is, you're fine.
Yeah.
For anything else, get in trouble, crash car, etc.
Okay.
Call dad.
2 weeks away from Father's Day, that's why we're asking if you call your mom or dad if he has hit the fan. And when many kids will take to social media to pay tribute to their father for their mentorship, some may also thank them for their advice. All right. So in a new poll, 70% of people who grew up with a father, 70% of people who grew up with a father in their lives said their dad is one of the greatest mentors in their life. One of them.
Sure.
Okay. 17%, just 17% said their dad is the person they go to the most when they need advice.
Mm-hmm.
That's a low number. 25% said their father is a person they would call in a stressful situation if they needed support.
Sure.
Again, 1 in 4. In fact, 30% said they've called their dads for help in the last week. So whatever that is, I
think if you need a particularly emotional response or a whole lot of support, I feel like you go to mom. Because dads, like, and not that we're trying to be this way, but just as a guy, you make things very black and white, even if they're not. Like, these are your choices. Yeah. Make one.
Well, and I think, too, like, the reason that number, I would think, is low is, like, at a certain age, you start to look to your peers or somebody in your industry.
Yep.
Or even, even, you know what I mean? You look for other people to ask advice as opposed to calling your father.
They also say dads are the ones that just do things without mentioning anything. For an example, most kids said their dad just bought them deodorant and sat that out in the bathroom.
Use
that. Didn't say anything.
No, I don't need
to. Just said, like, look, I think this says it all. It's his time now. You need to start wearing deodorant.
Yeah, that's all you got to
do. And dad will tell you straight up, you stink, kid.
Masters of subtlety.
Yes, where your mom be like, I think our son's starting to stink. Dad's go like, oh, he reeks.
Oh, my wife tells the kid straight up, like, Jesus, you smell like ass. They're like, thank you, mom.
More of the random would you rather question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.